This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I really want to know if that's you. I suspect it is. So anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, right? Right. And as far as news is concerned, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things happening. Lots of things happening. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. All right, we have got just, it's like, here we go again. There's that word, a bevy of information for you today. Some of the stuff is quite disturbing. I'm sorry, but we have to report the news. Some of it is playing out within the deep state. All the stuff of the deep state is here. Course, enter Peter Strzok, of course, and so many other people out there. It's amazing, I guess you would say, it's absolutely amazing the tenor by which the deep state people are coming up with the craziness that's coming out. You talk about a Bernie Sanders, you talk about an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And all the social, they're trying to norm socialism, of course. Just check out Venezuela. Why is it that these, I just don't understand the socialist mindset. I really don't. And I know it's for those of us that have had to work for a living, that sort of thing. The socialist mindset is something that is, it's just abhorrent. It really is. They want free education for everybody. They want free this, free that. And, of course, out here in California, we're actually giving it to people. They have figured out ways in which they can actually do that. We brought up in our grievance yesterday on New California. In fact, we'll be reading the grievance in the third hour today. What's going on in Woodland, California, where they're actually busing now the homeless people from San Francisco, Sacramento, and other areas around California. They're actually busing them in to small rural towns, one of them being Woodland, California, in Yolo County. It's quite rural out there. But the big city folk have decided that they're going to get together and work with a bunch of non-governmental organizations, and they've gotten together with some nonprofits, of course, Soros-driven, I might add. And because of what we call Prop 47, Prop 47 is a proposition that was passed that was designed to, turn felonies into misdemeanors, catch and release, as they sometimes call it, because of, you know, if you go and steal something less than $950, then you won't be charged with anything. So that's what's going on out here in California. And if you come to California, and listen, by the way, you want to check this out. Ask any of your major stores here in California, you know, your big box stores and things like that, if they ever have problems with people just getting stuff in their hands and just walking out of the store. I mean, high-end stuff. You know, I was in one of these big department stores. Well, not department, but a home improvement type of store. A big one. It's one of the big national chains. And on three occasions, and I gave this testimony, I guess, the other day, but I'm going to bring it up here because it's so relevant. On three occasions, I witnessed people just taking stuff and just going right by the check stand and walking out. And, you know, they get confronted by the employees, and the employees back off. And, you know, so why is it that this is happening? Because of Prop 47. It's because of the value of the property is less than $950. This is what it is. $950, they can just legally walk out and not be charged. It's just too much of a mess for everybody. And the employees have been told to stand down because they don't want the confrontation in the public. And what they want is they don't want an employee or somebody injured if somebody was to get violent because you're confronting them about stealing something that is less than $950. There's been cases, listen to this, where you've had thieves walk into these stores and gather up baskets full of stuff and carry a calculator adding up the number to see whether or not the products in the basket get to $950. And then they walk out. That's what's going on in California. Now, what they're doing with these homeless people is the homeless people are being bused on these big white buses. You've probably seen the ones. These are it's almost like the subset of the naturalization. It's the opposite of ICE. You know, ICE has these big buses. Well, you know what? The other side does, too. The NGOs that are doing this operation where they're bringing in the homeless people, because every person has a price on their head. These NGOs get so-called grant money from private sources. Gee, I wonder where. Why? For every person that comes through their door to be helped. Get it? So they're busing them in from San Francisco, and they're saying they're coming in. They get dropped off at Walmart and right next to a tent, you know, the pop-up that's got the guy giving away the free phones. They get a free phone, and they get $300, and they say, go live on the streets of Woodland. And if you want to defecate, you go right ahead and defecate. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on. I mean, isn't that surreal? Well, that's the world out there. And anyway, so that was something that we grieved yesterday. But this is the socialist dream come true. It's nirvana. Everybody getting everything free. That's my point. So this is what it looks like to Octavio Cortez and Bernie Sanders. I love it when these socialists come. Now, is Venezuela that far behind for us? I've been saying this. You want to take a look at what California is going to look like in 5 years? We already have the prototype. It's called Venezuela. You want to be out, swimming pools in California will start to have completely different meanings. They're going to serve as water reservoirs for neighborhoods. You can see this. Yeah. Especially with the way water is being rationed in California. For no need, by the way. That's just another story. Anyway, we got that to talk about as well. Yeah, this whole thing, when we talk about in the third hour what's going on in New California, this whole thing about socialism, the fires, and more news and information on the fires, more reports to me about them being started from other sources. Now, it's just more people are coming forward. That's what's happening here because they see this is one of the largest criminal acts in American history is the burning of California by Jerry Brown and his ilk. It's completely purpose-driven, designed to get you off the rural land. It's all a big scheme and a scam. Rewilding anyone? That's what this is. It's another one of those hustles. And is the state going to get billions of American tax dollars because of the disaster? Yes, they are. See, it's a big business. You know, I did have a conversation with somebody in Northern California yesterday, and they were telling me about the staging of all the equipment for the car fire, all the equipment. And this is a long time guy. This guy is a forester, and been there a long time, worked with CDF, worked with the U.S. Forest, worked, done all that stuff. And he said, Paul, he said, it just hit me when I saw the staging. He said, this is an industry. And I said, yes, it is. He says, this is an industry to put out fire. And I said, it sort of explains why the fires were all started by man, right? Not one of the fires that we've had here recently has been started by nature. Once you think about that, the hundreds of fires that are around out here in California now, south and north, east and west, not one has been started naturally. Now, they've got some people. Oh, we've caught some people. Huh. Disaster capitalism. Oh, and by the way, more about what's happening in New Mexico. People are wondering, like, why did they release the terrorists? Well, we're going to talk about that. And, of course, the priest and the thousands of molested children. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. What is going on with these priests? Everybody knows about the Catholic Church and the priest problem with children. Yet no one wants to talk about it. I get it. It's kind of interesting. I blurted it out. I'm half Catholic the other night at a meeting. It's kind of funny because of my Catholic background and everything. It's kind of clever, kind of curious. Anyway, no one likes to hear these things happening. And so let's kind of bring you up to speed on this because it's all one world stuff. I just got to tell you that. Okay. And don't worry, we're going to talk about these so-called, I don't know what you call these morons out there training kids in New Mexico. And the judge lets them go. We're going to dig into that one a little bit. Don't worry, I'm on it. We're absolutely on this one. But 300 predator priests named in grand jury sex abuse report. We mentioned a little bit about this yesterday. I was letting it ripen to come to fruition. We had it up on what, Agenda 20. Do we have? Yeah, I think we... No, I took it down because I didn't. So sometimes I get these stories in, and the stories are like half baked, and I haven't looked into them. I normally, on these kind of stories, I'll call my sources and double check and say, "What is going on? Tell me what's going on. Give me the scam." So anyway, but this came out of Breitbart. Now the story has sized up a little bit better. We're getting more details about this, and this comes out of Pittsburgh. 301 priests named in Pennsylvania grand jury sex abuse report. They were raping little boys and girls. Those, listen, not my headlines. To CBS Pittsburgh. Now, I understand you don't necessarily want me to talk about these kind of things, but we are. You know, especially when it comes into the religious aspect of things and people get really upset about that. I get it, especially they're dinking around with Christianity when you have your priests out there raping little boys and girls. It's not something that's, pleasant, obviously, to talk about. We got a report here. This comes out of CBS Pittsburgh, so don't blame me. I'll say, I told you so type stuff, yes, but don't blame me. I'm the messenger. That's all I am, the messenger here in this whole thing. Let's see what we can get out of this. Let's see if we got ourselves tuned in. Here we go.
Gave their favorite boys gifts. Gold crosses to wear as necklaces. The crosses were markings of which boys had been groomed for abuse.
Hundreds of priests in the Catholic Church, both past and present, are accused of sexual abuse. In a grand jury report just released, the allegations date back decades, and there could be thousands of additional victims. More than 300 so-called predator priests were identified in this report. About a third of the people named are from the Pittsburgh Diocese.
20 are from the Greensburg Diocese. The report also alleges the church took steps to cover up the abuse. Our coverage begins with Andy Sheehan.
99 priests are named in the Diocese of Pittsburgh alone, accused of heinous acts of sexually abusing young people, all covered up by bishops and church leaders.
You see, church officials routinely and purposefully described the abuse as horseplay and wrestling and inappropriate contact. It was none of those things. It was child sexual abuse, including rape, committed by grown men, priests, against children.
The report does not pull punches with graphic details of convicted priests like Robert Walk of St. Thomas More in Bethel Park and Father Richard Zula of St. Mary and Ann in Marianna, Washington County, accused of molesting children at drug and alcohol-fueled parties. The report says bishops reassigned the priests and never contacted law enforcement, even taking to task then-Pittsburgh bishop, now Cardinal Donald Wuerl, who's long been seen as a reformer, once defying the Vatican by refusing to reassign pedophile priest Anthony Cipolla. But the report says Wuerl okayed the out-of-diocese reassignment of one pedophile priest, while current bishop David Zubik assured Wuerl that the files on the priest would be kept confidential. The report says Wuerl also approved a slush fund retirement of hundreds of thousands of dollars to convicted pedophile Zula, who had threatened to expose other priests. The report also names Father Richard Dorsch, convicted of sexually assaulting several boys while pastor at All Saints Church in Etna, including a young James Cushon, who would testify against Dorsch. Now a film producer in Los Angeles, Cushon says the report leaves little doubt that those victims were telling the truth.
It's done something more, Andy, than just shed light on a subject. It's really ripped the curtain open. So the healing comes in the fact that it's now beyond deniability. It's closing the book on the doubt and opening the book on really let's fix this.
Now, the diocese says that reforms put in place over the last 20 to 30 years have all but eradicated sexual abuse in the church. We'll have more on those reforms and whether the church can redeem itself coming up at 6 o'clock. For now, Ken, back to you.
Well, there you have it. And it's going to get worse in the reporting. There's a lot more to come on this. I don't want to be doom and gloom or anything like that, but just gird yourself for this. There's going to be a lot more. When you have this level of legal action going on, it is very, very apparent that you have a lot of interaction between Hollywood and what's going on in Pittsburgh, law enforcement-wise. So LAPD, Crimes Against Children's Task Force, all that. You got to remember something. The LAPD, this James Kirshner, who's a movie producer now, he's in Hollywood, and he's from Pittsburgh area. Okay, get it? Connect the dots. So, you know, obviously, I'm just really kind of making the leap here. I don't think it's too bad of a leap to make, but it's pretty obvious. The scene in Hollywood, everybody knows about the pedophile rings and all that, and obviously Mr. Kirshner was easily understood what was going on, being in that world, especially because of the priests. Has obviously come forward, and he's cooperating with legal authorities, and the legal authorities that he would be cooperating with out there directly would be the LAPD Crimes Against Children's Task Force, also the sheriff, I believe. Now the LA County Sheriff has an extension going on there, too. So I'm connecting some dots from the global perspective that you have a Hollywood thing going on here, and you have a Pittsburgh thing, and you have thousands of raped boys and little boys and girls by at least 301, a quote, predator priest. Big scale it now. This is not the only place where we have problems. Chile, as an example. In Chile, they have a whole thing going on down there with predator priests. Australia, predator priests. In fact, one of the bishops in Australia is very, very close to Pope Francis. And Pope Francis was giving him great cover, predator priest. Now, I'm extrapolating here, getting you from local to global so that you understand the direction and the impetus of this. This is a ring. This is a sexual abuse ring of the highest order in the Catholic Church, all the way to the Pope. This is just the tip of this iceberg. That's what I'm saying to you. So gird yourself as more children that are adults come out. And the priest that they're going to name could be shocking. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Is Maxine Waters' birthday today? Or was it yesterday? Tommy Lahren has a few things to say about her. We're going to pull her up here real set in a quick and see what is said about Maxine Waters. Our wonderful Maxine Waters. Her birthday wish is that she would have Trump removed from office. That's Maxine Waters.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters turns 80 years young. The California liberal revealing what she wants for her birthday more than anything else. I'll stop now.
My biggest birthday wish would be able to get a leader of this country who represents us, who has the respect of all of our allies all over the world, someone who has an appreciation for the Constitution, someone that does not lie.
Well, Fox News contributor Tommy Lahren joins us right now from out in the West Coast. Tommy, I think she's talking about Donald Trump, and as we have heard in the last year, she doesn't like him.
Well, I was hoping she was talking about herself because all the things she described really do apply to crazy Maxine Waters, especially a lack of appreciation for the Constitution. But listen, if and when Trump derangement syndrome is put in the dictionary, there will be a photo of Maxine Waters next to that definition. She is Trump derangement syndrome. She is walking, talking Trump derangement syndrome. But the reason she has to continue to talk about the removal of President Trump is because she has actually no ideas, agenda items, or plans for the country, for her constituents, for California. She simply has to be anti-Trump because that is her stick and she has nothing else to say.
Yeah, but somebody in her constituency must think it's working because she keeps it up.
Well, welcome to California. I mean, there's a lot of things we need to fix in the state, and I'm hoping that when we have elections roll around, we can start to fix those things little by little. It's going to be an uphill battle, as I know from living in California. But I think that the more that she and others talk about impeaching Donald Trump, removing Donald Trump, just being overall anti-Trump, I think they're going to start to lose support. Because even those who don't like President Trump still want to hear policy items and agenda items to better this country, better the district. And if she's just simply anti-Trump, I don't know if that's going to hold her for very much longer.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Do you think that's going to work? It's just resist, resist, resist. Don't people want to hear about policy?
I believe that they do. I mean, of course, there are some areas in California where the resist message is very popular. I see it on a daily basis. But like I've told you guys so many times, just from living in California for about a year now, I can see things starting to change. I can see individuals tired of the homelessness, tired of the poverty, tired of illegal immigration. And I think that we're going to have to put more pressure on our elected officials to be more than just anti-Trump, starting with crazy Maxine Waters.
Right. Number one, I think people are also tired of the high taxes, I imagine. Let's talk about women, millennial women. They have a definite feeling about who they are. And according to a recent poll, most Democrat females of the next generation, 63%, say they are feminists, a total of 46% overall when you factor in independents and Republicans. How do you explain that?
Well, this isn't surprising to me because I know many millennial women who, though they believe in female empowerment and women's rights, they don't consider themselves feminists anymore because truth is, modern-day feminists have hijacked the term. And they've changed it into something that the original feminists would be horrified by. They'd be rolling in their graves if they saw what feminists have done with the movement. It's become less about equal treatment and equal rights and more about special treatment. It's become about man-bashing and demanding free things and marching in the streets, getting attention with hats, and being anti-Trump. It's not really about lifting up women, empowering women, because if they were to do that, they would have to empower women who are conservative women. And as we've seen, especially in the last 6 months, they've done everything but that. The feminists have not come out to support people like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, like Kirstjen Nielsen, like the rest of the women in the Trump administration who have ascended to very high positions under this president. All they've done is demean these women. So that's why I think we're seeing a lot of millennial women say, you know what, feminism isn't for me anymore.
Well, there you go. That's from a brand new CBS News Refinery 29 poll.
Isn't she great? I just think she's fabulous. I really do. She's got the pulse on everything in California because California is really changing. New California has been a big product of that. There's escapism going on from California. The change is escapism is happening. And we've seen it. You've all seen it. It's manifested because Californians have left California to go to other states and all that stuff and how they've got this and how they've got that. But, you know, we say stand our ground out here in California. And That's what we're telling people in New California anyway, stand your ground. We don't like this notion of Californians running off and fine, go ahead. I'm warning the other states, don't be surprised if you get Californicated. You know, and of course, a lot of people are saying, yeah, we don't like that now. I totally understand. I agree with you. I'm telling California, stand your ground. Why should you do this displacement business, California cleansing, as we call it, where they want to replace California citizens with illegal aliens, right? Because the illegal aliens have rights too, don't they? Yeah, citizens don't have. Anyway, that whole discussion that we've been leading the floor on in New California, this is the stuff that we want to put a stop to. We want to put a stop to the so-called exodus out of California. In fact, we tell Californians, come back to New California. I mean, you want to stand for something that's righteous, really righteous, and that's New California over old California. And I mean, and Tommy Lahren is exactly right. I would agree, and I'm glad that she's agreeing with what we've been saying now for quite some time. We see it. People are fed up, and that's why they're the exodus is going to New California now. That's where we're attempting to tell people, hang on, we got New California here. Let's make this happen, and let's drive this thing forward, because it's going to happen. There's the only way to fix this problem now. This is what I've been trying to tell people. The only way to fix this problem is to make it a new California. Now, New California will take up a substantial portion of the landmass of California. That's what's going to happen. Most of California is rural in nature. A lot of people don't understand that. Most of California is rural. In rural, there's about 18 million of the 39 million Californians that are rural Californians with no representation. Yeah, some things are changing. And that's why we can make this state. Because of the number of rural people. The more rural people you have, the greater the representation is going to be when the state for those rural people, when the new state is formed. That's the idea behind it. It's all about representation. It's all about tearing apart Reynolds versus Sims, which is the court case from 1964. A lot of things happened in 64. I've been perseverating on this. Martin Luther King was assassinated. President Kennedy was assassinated. Bobby Kennedy was assassinated. We had the Vietnam War. All that stuff, all it's kind of crazy stuff. Cuba, you know, Fidel Castro, who was a Jesuit, by the way. A lot of people don't know that. The islands are that way. I mean, it's you know, there's just a lot of things, a lot of connected dots going on right now. It's all kind of coming out. And I think this thing that Tommy Lahren has been talking about for California is a real thing. It really is changing. And it's changing for the good, and so is the country. But New California is the big part of the formula. No doubt about it. Anyway, we got, geez, commercials already. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Man, isn't it just amazing what's going on? Okay, let's do the Venezuela report, because we're getting into the liberalism thing. We started off the hour with it, and then we got into the predator priests, 301 that they are looking into now, and there's thousands more. This is what they're finding. There's thousands or more priests being investigated right now. Yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. I mean, I say that. That's a yikes thing. But let's talk a little bit about, yep, you got it. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Venezuela, the prototype of California. It says water cuts are the latest addition to a long list of woes for Venezuelans hurting from an economic crisis that has sparked malnutrition, hyperinflation, and immigration. Yep, as of today, this came out of Reuters today. It says at one of Caracas's biggest public hospitals, most bathrooms are closed. Patients fill jugs from a tiny tap on the ground floor, which sometimes has a trickle of water. Operations are postponed or canceled. Water rationing in Venezuela. I mean, that's a country where it rains a lot. I don't know, unless there's some sort of, they have jungles and stuff. Doesn't that just sound weird? It's kind of like California. But in fact, I'd say perhaps the same forces are at work in Venezuela as they are in California. Because California is, of course, constant drought. Now listen, with Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this could come to you anywhere in the nation. Let's think about that. Anybody can have this happen. So here we have Caracas. there has a trickle of water that can come out on the ground floor in the hospital. It says the Central Venezuelan University Hospital, once a Latin American leader, is reeling as taps run dry. I have gone to the operation block and opened the tap to wash my hands, as you must do before a surgery, and nothing comes out, said gynecologist Lena Ferrero. Water cuts are the latest addition to a long list of woes for Venezuelans hurting from a 50 years from an economic crisis that has sparked malnutrition, hyperinflation, and emigration. Not EMA, EMA. That's where they flee. It says malfunctions in the capital's water nutrition or network due to a lack of maintenance. Due to a lack of maintenance have taken a turn for the worst in recent months, depriving many in this city of 3 million people of regular running water. Caracas, nestled in a verdant valley, perched at around 900 meters or 2,953 feet, and its water is pumped from much lower sources, but the pumps have not been maintained. Spare parts are scarce, and President Nicolas Maduro's administration is short of cash. Sounds like California, doesn't it, and its water system problems. And the dams, and of course, the Orville Dam. It's resonating with California here. Just, there it is. Lack of maintenance for water systems. Boy, are we seeing that all around the entire water network of California. That's because Jerry Brown has stolen the money and given it to his deep state friends. Nice guy, Jerry Brown, huh? Very close to the Pope, I might add, Jerry Brown. Very, very close to the Pope. Says, for many years, this deterioration process was not noticed. Orville Dam, anyone? But now the water transport systems are very damaged, said Jose Devane, former president of, what's that called? Hydro Capital, the state-run utility in charge of the Caracas water supply. Venezuela's socialist government typically says water cuts are due to sabotage, by right-wing terrorists. Isn't that interesting? Information officer Jorge Rodriguez in July announced a special plan to fix the issues, but did not provide details. And the information ministry and HIDRO Capital did not respond to a request for information. This is from Reuters, by the way. This is from Reuters. Not from Paul Pratt. This is a Reuters article. Lack of water and taps that sometimes spurt out brown liquid had triggered health concerns. I bet. What's in the brown liquid? About basic antibiotics and vaccines. About 75% of Caracas' residents said they do not receive water regularly, according to a survey published by two Venezuelan non-governmental organizations this month. Around 11% said they thought dirty water had caused skin and stomach problems. The survey does not have comparative figures. Medical consequences are hard to gauge, as the health ministry no longer releases once-weekly data. But doctors say scabies and diarrhea are on the rise. I bet. Now, it's kind of interesting, you know. In California, the dropout rate from high school, right? They got so sick and tired of hearing all the bad news about the dropout rate. It continually dropout rate rising. Year over year, it was getting higher and higher. And pretty soon they said, screw it. We're not going to report it. It's not there. We don't have this problem. So we won't report it. Isn't that a nice way to handle the problem? Just don't report it. Gotcha. We'll be right back. Socialism, Ocasio, come on, girl.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child,
was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com, a lot of things going on there. We have a big thing happening. We've got the second in a series of at least three minimum of constitutional conventions that are starting to brew right now in New California. Anyway, so visit our website for that, newcaliforniastate.com, and also you're going to be able to purchase things like flags and things of that nature. Those are the things that are going to start selling. Anyway, so we've covered a lot of territory here this morning, and I want to continue to cover more territory as we come back. Going to be diving into what's going on with, well, Donald Trump, the president of the United States, and the things that he likes and what he is talking about. We're going to be jumping into that one right quick, actually, when we come back in the second hour. We're also going to be checking up on the world scene. A lot of things going on around the world. You might know about Erdogan as an example. Yeah, the nice little totalitarian who thinks he is the Grand Caliph. We're going to be talking about that. The Grand Caliph strikes again. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. And also, write to voice. Your right to express yourself. Get away from the Facebook business. There's people out there that want your business in another way and will accommodate you and your civil rights, your First Amendment rights. Isn't that refreshing to know that? Anyway, Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E, and of course, MyPillow, 800-266-4715, and the code word AGENDA. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.